Getting on the phone with Kim Lyons of In Faith Ministries. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Looking forward to hear your morning munch this morning. Well, let's get right to it.
All right. The Lord led me this morning to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And it reads, For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And, you know, we often, all of us, face challenges that often causes us to be fearful. And we want to shrink back and we're anxious and we're fretful. And I don't know, fear sometimes it just consumes you and grabs your heart and paralyzes you. You know, fear of making critical decisions and changes that we know we need to make in life. And, you know, sometimes we deal with fear when we're ready to pursue our dreams or there's a great investment we need to make. And sometimes we're so fretful and fearful, we shrink back and we're not sure if we should. And we just torment it. Oftentimes we need to break off relationships and friendships and we're uncomfortable about the whole process of letting them go and just dealing with them face to face. Some things we just don't like to face because it's uncomfortable. But God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. The Word of God, you know, and this particular passage, Paul is reminding Timothy, because now Timothy has this assignment to go out and to spread the gospel. And he lets him know in so many words, you can do this, Timothy. God has not given you the spirit of fear. He hasn't given you a spirit to be timid or to be a coward, but he's given you the ability to walk in power. That means he's giving you the ability to do whatever he has commanded you to do. And he's giving you the spirit of love. And not only that, he's giving you the spirit of a sound mind, meaning you can make up your mind what you need to do, what you have to do, and you have the ability, the power of God to do whatever it is. So I want to encourage someone this morning who is challenged by all kinds of decisions that you need to make, and good decisions or uncomfortable decisions. I want to encourage you to trust God and do it. Do it in the confidence and knowing that you're able to accomplish whatever it is you need to accomplish. So I wanted to encourage someone with that today. Just do it.
Awesome.
Do it. You can do it.
Amen. Thank you. That is Kim Lyons from In Faith Ministries. Kim, can you pray for us?
Yes, yes. Father, we give you glory today. And we just thank you for this radio station and how you've allowed it to be a vehicle, Lord God, to touch lives all over the place, Lord God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless the station, that you would bless every technical trial and challenge that's coming up against them, Lord. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give them favor. Give them favor, Lord. If they need more, give them more. Whatever they need, Lord God, I pray that you would just bless them abundantly and give them peace today in knowing that you're in control of all things. Now, Father, as we pray for those that are going through other challenges, Lord God, that's causing anxiety and that's causing them to be anxious and fretful and fearful, Lord God, we know today that you didn't give us the spirit of fear. That's of the devil, Lord God, but you've given us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Touch their minds today. Strengthen where they're fearful. Give them faith where they need it, Lord God, and show them who is greater than anything that's coming against them, Lord. We love you and we praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Kim Lyons of In Faith Ministries. Kim, tell us about In Faith Ministries.
Well, In Faith Ministries is located in Lima, Ohio, where our great pastor, Michael Lyons, who is my husband, he's our senior pastor here. We're located at 1575 East High Street, and we have the Hour of Power prayer services on Mondays and Tuesdays at 6 p.m. On Thursdays, it's our Bible study at 6:30. We have great worship and word. And then Sunday, we have Sunday school at 10. You know, that's uncommon in a lot of churches. And then at 11, we have our worship word hour. Also, we have children's church, which is really phenomenal. So it's just a great place to come. It's multicultural. It's just really dynamic, and the word and the power of God is evident in the place. So we would love for people to come out and join us.
All right. Sounds like a lot going on a regular basis. All right. Well, where are you guys located if someone's interested in coming to check out In Faith Ministries?
Well, we're located at 1575 East High Street here in Lima, Ohio. And then if they wanted to locate us on the web, they can go to www.infaithministries.org.
All right, Kim, it has been great hearing from you all week. I know we would like to have you back, and I'm sure our listeners would like to have you back because we had some good comments come in from your messages this week. So thank you so much,
Kim. All right. Great. You have a wonderful day.